3. That Jesus was on terms of mutual association and perfect communication with man. That Jesus was the Son of God. That the relation of Son and Father presupposes equality of communication and mutuality of sympathetic understanding. That Jesus and the Father were one. That Jesus maintained at one and the same time understanding communication with both God and man. And that, since both God and man comprehended the meaning of the symbols of Jesus' communication, both God and man possessed the attributes of personality insofar as the requirements of the ability of intercommunication were concerned. That the personality of Jesus demonstrated the personality of God, while it proved conclusively the presence of God in man. That two things which are related to the same thing are related to each other.